Господин председатель, мне хотелось бы остановиться на прогрессе управления по пропавшим без вести, а также по репарациям и по опыту репараций при Министерстве и были проведены расследования, которые ведут к расследованию больше 80%. К сожалению, качество звука не позволяет осуществлять перевод.
Public confidence placed in the OMP process. An extraordinary gazette was issued to extend the validity of provisions related to the certificate of absence COA of the registration of death act by another 2 years from 2021 to 2023. At the request of OMP, the Central Bank of Sri Lanka, CBSL, has recirculated as guidelines to all the financial institutions, emphasizing the importance of recognizing the COA as a legal document. The International Committee of the Red Cross has been a key internal partner supporting the work of the OMP through the provision of legal and forensic expertise, as well as advice on data protection and data management. Additionally, the UN donor agencies and several NGOs in Sri Lanka have expressed willingness to collaborate with the OMP and provide technical expertise and training. Office for Reparations, OR. As of January 2022, 277.9 million Sri Lankan rupees was dispersed by the OR, covering 4,610 cases, mainly for death and injuries, missing persons and damaged properties, mostly in the north and east areas due to the conflict. The office was allocated a budget of Sri Lankan rupees 459 million and Sri Lankan rupees 840 million in 2021 and 2022 respectively. 85% of the total recurrent expenditure budget of that office for 2022 has been set aside to pay monetary compensation. Relief and assistance provided through the OR extends to 8 key interventions, namely provision of livelihood support, restitution of land rights,